their potatoes, summer squash, zucchini, peppers. They are seasoned with the chef's curry seasoning. We
have brown rice. Just as chicken bruschetta and curried vegetables aren't your mother's school lunch, Danielle Collins is not your mother's lunch lady. You might say she's a school nutrition director on steroids. Since she took charge of the school food in Amherst and Mount Vernon a year ago, she's made dramatic changes. We're touring the Sauhegan High School cafeteria. The abundant, colorful dishes make it look and smell more like a restaurant buffet than a public school. The variety is enormous.
This is lemon thyme chicken wings. The thyme was taken from the garden. We use fresh lemons.
Although Sauhegan is an open campus and the kids can leave for lunch, the cafeteria is jammed. And that's likely because of the lemon thyme chicken creator, Jim McAden. Until a year ago, the towering soft-spoken chef ran the Fisher Cats food service at Merchants Auto Stadium in Manchester. But when Collins recruited him to become one of the first chefs to work in a Granite State public school, he bit.
Thought the challenge was going to be amazing and figured, you know, we could do something to really kind of change things.
To Collins and McAden, there were three big things that needed changing. First, the school food was awful, at least according to seniors Michael DeMarco and Madison Thompson.
It was a lot like chicken patties and burgers and really bad French fries.
I was really nervous about the meat here. Like, I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't look at it. If something was meat, I wouldn't buy it.
So students brought their lunch or ran to nearby fast food joints, Taco Bell, KFC, McDonald's, Burger King, and the local pizza parlor. Second, because school cafeterias are supposed to be self-sustaining, losing kids to what Danielle Collins calls her competitors meant losing money.
General funds would help supplement our program because we simply were coming up at a loss each and every year.
Third, the kids were eating crummy food, whether at McDonald's or in the cafeteria. And the lack of nutritious food at Sauhegan really burned teacher Regina Sullivan. 2 years ago, she asked the school board to please do something about the lousy food. Working on a weight loss program with other Sauhegan teachers, Sullivan had lost 35 pounds. The teachers really wanted to keep the weight off.
And that's really what got us crabby with the school board, because we couldn't eat in the cafeteria. There was nothing those teachers could eat in the cafeteria because it was all processed foods.
Sullivan had also become addicted to Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution TV show. He is the British chef who transformed the food in Huntington, West Virginia.
The results came out that this town was the most unhealthy town in America.
We don't want to sit around and eat lettuce.
Sullivan had a vision.
And I said to them at the school board meeting, I said, I am Sauhegan's Jamie Oliver. I said, I really am passionate about this now. I said, we have to have fresh food for our kids and our staff for this school's community.
But with all the talk about fresh fruits and vegetables, one thing is rarely mentioned, the skills to cook it, which is why Sullivan pleaded for a chef.
Now you're having someone who is professionally trained in the culinary world, who knows how to work with real food, who can whip up all kinds of fresh foods for us, rather than opening up boxes of processed foods and putting them in ovens.
The school board hired Danielle Collins, who in turn hired Chef Jim. It was clear to Collins that the students weren't a captive audience. Just like any restaurateur, she had to make them want to eat at her place of business. But with the federal wellness policies in place, she also has to abide by strict nutrient regulations. So many calories, so much fat. The way toward both health and profits? Simple. Collins firmly believes kids will forsake French fries for fresh fruit if it tastes good.
So what we need to do is offer great food that's delicious, because the reality is that delicious is what draws them in, not good for you.
Chef Jim spends his days trying out new recipes like fish tacos with Baja sauce, a huge hit.
Sour cream, chipotle peppers, cilantro, caramelized onions, and fresh lime.
The Sauhegan cafeteria is hardly Spartan. A hungry kid can still buy chips and even Pop-Tarts at Sauhegan, although Collins says, without irony, that the vendor is switching to multigrain, low-sugar Pop-Tarts. But pretty much it's turned out just the way teacher Regina Sullivan wanted. The kids like the food. The crowded cafeteria is proof. Last year, the program turned a profit of $3,200. But because a chef-run school lunch works here hardly means it can work everywhere. Sauhegan is a very wealthy school. Only about 2% of the kids get free or reduced lunch. Parents willingly pay $3.25 a meal.
Our prices are high in comparison to other communities. So we can offer things for $3.25 that you cannot offer if you're selling your lunch for, you know, $2 or less.
So a professional chef may be out of reach for many school districts. But Colin says any school can and should shop wisely for high-quality ingredients. And with a few seasonings and some sleight of hand in the kitchen, they can convince kids to eat broccoli and brown rice, at least now and then. For NHPR News, I'm Elaine Grant.